Throughout Scripture, we're invited to call, to talk, to share. Send God a text. God knows that there are times for intimate conversation, and that's called prayer and worship, and those times are rare because your lives are so busy. The text means I'm thinking about you. Send him your thanks. Send him your expectation. Send him your excitement. And send him your trust.
To order the sermon, send God a text, call 215-885-2585. The cost for CDs are $8 and DVDs are $12. So call and get a copy of Send God a Text.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Luke finds it necessary to confirm what Mark says in verse 31 and verse 45 of Luke 8. They find it necessary to confirm the fact that Jesus' forward momentum is being impeded by the number of people around him. The King James doesn't do it justice when they throw in the verb throng. They say the people thronged him. But in the Greek, it means that they were so thick in a crowd that Jesus really couldn't move. Somebody was pulling him along because the crowd was so thick of people who were hangers-ons. They didn't want Jesus. They wanted what he had. They weren't interested in connecting with Jesus. They just wanted to be where he was because they were hoping that maybe he'll multiply fishes and loaves again, or maybe he'll do something else again. And the excitement of being around him supersedes the need to be with him. And so many of us today want to be in church, but we don't want to be with Jesus. Because if we spend time being with Jesus, when you come into church, you'll come in with joy because you spent time with Jesus. All church is the culmination of your time with Jesus. And you won't need somebody to work you up because you'll come in already worked up and tell them, keep it going. Just keep my praise going. Keep my worship going. So Matthew, again, omits all this narrative because he just wants you to see Jesus as a king. But this is a critical piece of information, how this woman comes to this point. Jesus knows all things. I would like to think that he allowed himself to be slowed down so she could reach him in her emaciated state. She was too weak to run. She had been bleeding for all these years, 12 years, when one goes to Leviticus chapter 15, 19 through 28, you find the restrictions of a person with this issue. In the Hebrew, this term issue literally means an outflowing, the cleansing of the uterus that was only supposed to last for 7 days. And then on the 8th day, she was considered to be clean again. She wasn't allowed to lay on the bed. She wasn't allowed to lay in bed with her husband. He could not even kiss her or spoon with her at night because she was considered unclean. She couldn't come to the family reunion because she couldn't sit on the chair. She was ostracized. She was rejected. She was avoided for 12 years. The doctor sought to help her with this issue. This was before surgery. She couldn't get a DNC. She could not have a hysterectomy. All she was a continual flow of her uterine supply. The lining of her uterus was coming out in that whole situation. There was no disposable feminine napkins. There was only linen and cotton cloths that she had to wash out and use again. She could not find any help. Her body was losing potassium and iron. She was becoming physically weak, maybe even slipping into delirium. She began to reach for old Hebraic laws and rules to get her through this situation. One said, if you take a bunch of oak tree leaves, set them on fire, and let the smoldering smoke go up inside of your body. It would stop the flow of blood. She had wasted all of her money trying a whole bunch of stuff. Wasted all of her living trying a whole bunch of prescriptions and did not get any better, but rather grew worse. It seems to be without hope in Matthew's gospel. She only says, if I may but touch his garment. It seems to be without hope in Luke's gospel, for she only goes to touch the garment. But Mark's gospel tells us something else. It tells us that after her last doctor's visit, her last OBGYN, her last ultrasound, her last CAT scan, her last MRI, they told her, we can't help you. You're just in a horrible condition. You will never have a husband. You will never have children. You will never have a clean life again. But something clicked when she went out the doctor's office with her head hung low in despair. She made up in her mind that this was enough of bad news. I'm tired of hearing bad news. And at that moment, something jumped in her cerebral cortex. She heard about Jesus. Not at that moment, but maybe somewhere in her past. But she had not come to a place of desperation as of yet. You see, reaching desperation is not a bad thing. It's just where you direct your desperate feeling. I'm here today to tell you it's all right to be desperate, but just give it over to Jesus. The woman experiences hopelessness because, like so many of us, we put our trust in people and things that are outside of us. The reason why people are so disillusioned with President-elect Trump is because you put your trust in the government. But if you like me, you don't care who got elected because your trust is not in the government. Your trust is in God. I told the congregation this morning, I don't know why, but I feel so expectant. After that man gets inaugurated, I see the hand of God pouring out blessing to his children. You just got to hold on another 60 days. But I'm telling you that God is about to bless you in ways that you did not expect. Those of you that think you're going to lose your health insurance, I'm here to tell you you're going to lose it. You're going to lose your Obamacare. They're going to take your Obamacare, but they can't take your Jehovah care. Your Jehovah care is better than your Obamacare. Your Jehovah care was paid for you back at Calvary. Your Jehovah care will never let you down. Your Jehovah care is the only one where you don't even need a referral because Jesus paid it all. You can tell your cancer goodbye. You can tell your diabetes die. You can tell your glaucoma get out of my eye. You can tell your headaches today's the last one because I've got Jesus care. I don't know, but I just feel expectant. I think God is going to do something for us. I can't speak for the world because they don't belong to him. But I'm here to tell you, if you're a child of God, you're about to see a breakthrough. Joel says he's going to restore the years that the caterpillar, the locust, and the palmer worm have eaten away. God is going to give it all back to you. I say get yourself ready. You follow me as I follow Christ. There was a rule that my children had when they were coming up. I said, the only time you're allowed to get upset is when you see me get upset. And they lived by that. Even till this day, they'll bring me situations and see how I handle it. They've never had to see me get upset. You should only get upset when God gets upset. You should take your burdens to the Lord and say, Lord, the doctor says this, the banker says that, the mortgage company says this. What do you say? He's going to tell you, don't worry about it. Ain't no thing but a little thing, and I'm going to take care of it. You walk away from his presence with a dance rather than your head hung down. You see, oh, Lord, let me get back to this message. Glory. Enough is enough. Say that. You taking the devil's best, but you still standing. You still out here in church. Somebody say, oh, pastor, something going wrong. There ain't as many people in church as there used to be. No, no, no. God said, ain't nothing going wrong. These are the ones who are hungry for me. These are the ones who want me. You stop looking at the crowd and start looking at me. I don't want no dead religious people in my way when I'm coming in here to get my healing and coming in here to get my deliverance. I don't want to have to fight through doubt. I'd rather be surrounded by 10 faith-filled people than 50 doubtful people. And if you sitting in the wrong place, if you feel you in the wrong place, if you near somebody who hasn't lifted up their hands to praise God, get up and move your seat. Go sit next to somebody right now who's up with them giving God praise. You keep staying around dead folk, you're going to be dead. Enough is enough. You done took all this mess. Get around some crazy people who know how to break through, who can bring down those walls of Jericho. This ain't no time to be deep. We in a battle. This is a war. Powers of darkness are fighting against the powers of light. I don't know if this woman had any family that held on to her. Text doesn't tell me. History says that nobody was supposed to deal with her. Leviticus says nobody's supposed to touch her. I don't know if she had any family, but I know she was in a place where she heard something. See, the devil keeps you away from what you need to hear. That's why he keeps you home feeling depressed. You ought to push your way out and say, devil, I might come in dragging, but I'm coming out. You heard the worship leader that didn't feel good when I got up, but I decided to push anyway because I needed to hear something. I needed to be around the people of God. Enough is enough. It's enough is enough, and enough is enough and too much. Until you get desperate, until you get to a point where you've had enough, you're going to keep taking the devil's mess. You're going to keep accepting his lies. But you got to get to a point where enough is enough. Because when you reach that point of saturation with your situation, you are going to hear about Jesus. You are going to hear something I preached a month ago, something that you took for granted. You are going to hear it spring to life because you are desperate. Lord, I'm desperate for you. Lord, my soul is reaching for you. God, I'm tired of this situation. I need the joy of the Lord.
If you believe, for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
12116P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org. Or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.